This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. It's a strange sensation when you get reading glasses for the first time. And I remember that day some years ago. It was amazing to see how out of focus I'd become. Things were really clear. I could see really some vibrant colours. It was quite amazing. I want to talk about this idea of focus. What happens when we fail is that we begin to see everything through the lens of that failure. Instead of possibilities, we see a blurry road ahead, and it seems impossible to know what to do even if you've failed at something. But you know, we need to regain our focus when we fail. When our failure drops us, our vision can get jarred. Do you remember at school the old transparency machines before the days of projectors and computers? You had these transparency machines with transparency paper that you could actually write on, and you turn on the machine, then you had to focus the lens on the image. And you know, just like the transparency machine we used to do with, we've got to get into focus, refocus our life. We have to see our failure through the right eyes. Many people think that failure is a bad, terrible thing, you know, a negative thing. Now, I'm not talking about moral failure. That's something we should avoid at all costs. But I am talking about failing and missing the mark with the circumstances of we face each day. The reality is, we need to fail in order to grow. That might sound a bit topsy-turvy. We need to fail in order to grow. That can be hard, but just bear with me for a few moments. The childhood behavioural studies have shown us that a child only learns to walk because they've failed to walk over and over. And so without that failure of falling, the child will never learn how to gain their balance. Now, we could avoid that failure and tell the child, listen, this the muscle dexterity works like this, and move your kneecap, etc. But that won't make any sense to a child. That child, little boy or girl, learns to walk because they are learning how not to walk. And so there are so many lessons on how not to walk. They eventually get it, don't they? We need to get focus on this failure business. Failure is not fatal. It's our response to failure that determines our ability to succeed. Now, we can be afraid of failure, or we can embrace it. And if we focus on the negative, we'll run away. And if we see failure in a positive view, we'll learn more from it than we actually think. So we can understand what happened. Where have I gone wrong? It can be a tool to get us where we need to be. So let your outlook about failure change from a negative to a positive. It was the great inventor Charles Kettering who said, "We must learn to fail intelligently." Interesting comment. He said, once you've failed, analyze the problem. Find out why, because each failure is one more step leading up to the cathedral of success, says Charles Kettering. The only time you don't want to fail is the last time you try. There are three things. Face defeat. Never fake success. Exploit the failure. Don't waste it. It's happened. Learn from it. Every bitter experience can teach you something. The third point is never use failure as an excuse for not trying again. But there's something really important I want to say today. God is as much in your failure as he is in your success. The great apostle Paul, who had the experience of failure over and over again, said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we're experiencing trouble on every side, he said, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but we're not driven to despair. We are persecuted, but we're not abandoned. We're knocked down, but we're not destroyed. That's how he expressed it. I'm sure that great man that God sent, Paul, he felt a failure many times, and he thought that even though he'd had many failures, when he saw that God was working in his life, he actually did something remarkable. He rejoiced in his failures because these failures caused him to fix his perspective on God's agenda. And that's how it works. Paul knew that there were harder days ahead for him, but the glory would go to God, not to himself. So don't despair because you've failed. It can be the start of something really worthwhile. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ and allow him. Lord, these are really important lessons. May failure never be the last word for me. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.